4AKX in C9V.
N0TR.
N0TR in C9V. How you doing today?
Just being a smart aleck. Oh, I'm sitting here on Buncombe, or 14, looking down I-85. It looks like a solid line of semi-trucks coming south. I'm sure glad I ain't trying to get out on that.
Okay, but I will be there tomorrow. Working in the morning. Hopefully tomorrow and Tuesday. Fall Wednesday. I keep thinking today's Sunday.
Occupation that puts you out there, Leon, I just can't remember.
Like Shane, I drive a tractor trailer just 2 days a week. It's kind of part-time. It's my part-time retirement gig. And this is, give me a little bit of play money, if you know what I mean.
Well, something to do. I got to watch the traffic here a little bit. Turning in the hospital here at the Gibbs Cancer Center, if you know where that's at. Who do you drive for?
I'm familiar with that one there. And I'm here in Hendersonville, just past I-26. Actually turning in front of Walmart here. Hopefully this is going to be a little bit better. It's kind of hard to pick you up there.
Where do you drove a semi for?
Out there, Tom. But you can come back to me. But, have a great day and take care. If you need anything, let us know. I really like those oatmeal raisin cookies the wife makes. But if you need anything, let me know. NC9B. Have a good one, sir. 3,000.
Yeah, it's getting kind of iffy, real iffy there, Leon. And nice to hear you this afternoon. NC9V and 0TR73. Station, you just weren't not making the repeater good.
CRKB4CBA.
Now there's a good solid signal. Hi, Dave. N0TR Mobile.
I went up to see the wireman today. They're back from Dayton and got me some war and little connectors I need for my plate that I'll be attaching my radials to.
Seen some of those plates from DX Engineering. They're pretty neat, but that's probably not what you got. But at any rate, well, that's good. You're going to use, what kind of wire do you use for radial? Just copper clad steel?
I wonder what copper clad. Is that the twisted kind?
It's just a bare wire, basically. It's almost like spring steel. It's a real booger to handle. Steel with copper cladding on it because your RF rides on the outside of it, Dave. So it works good, so they say. I don't like it because I don't like to handle it. It's real stiff, but probably make good radials. I like stranded copper for most anything, but I don't have to run radials, thankfully.
This calls for 14 gauge, the twisted kind of war. I'm saying that like that on purpose, but anyway, I got 170 feet from the wireman, because I'll need 128 and I can use the rest of it for at least one more of the bands, and then I guess I'll have to go back to Ace Hardware
electrical supply place's name. It's all pretty much the same, except for the installation characteristics of some of it. The most common being machine tool wire or THHN.
Now you're talking Greek to me because I don't have a clue what you're saying. But anyway, I'll be hooking these up to the metal plate that Chad made for me yesterday. And I'm really grateful for that. And I've still got to do some cutting and drilling, but, you know, that kind of thing. But that's the easy part. And the longest radio is 64.4 feet, but I have to run it, you know, that much in one direction and then that same amount in the opposite direction. So so that dials up to about 128.8 feet. And so anyway, that'll be my longest run. That'll be 80 meters, and then they get shorter after that.
Hey, that was, but anyway, Dave, we've arrived at the daughter's house, and we got some food for her and some eggs and that, so we're going to jump out of here, and good luck on the antenna, and I'll catch you down the line, KB4 or CB.
$73. All right. Tom, I know who that is. You have a good one. 73 Zen 0 TR KB4 CBA Mobile. And go ahead there, Steve. And Steve, oh gosh. My mind just went blank. I forgot his call. Anyway. Whoever broke in there, go ahead. No response, KB4 CBA Mobile, listening.